Man, I bet everybody wishes that they could just be the host of some shitty radio show that nobody listens to.
Yeah, but tonight it's just me.
Oh, wait, you were listening the whole time.
Get fucked! No, I actually just got back. Sorry for the delay. I grabbed a beer.
Don't worry about it. So speaking of manga, what did you think of Magical Girl Sight?
You know, I never got through it.
You couldn't get through it?
No, it just. I didn't think it was terrible. It just didn't appeal to me. The thread is exploding.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing that I thought about it. Some friends of mine that they are, let's call them elitist. They think they're always the best, but they couldn't get through this. So I'm like, you know what? If I could get through this, I can call myself better than them. And then I started reading it. I'm like, this is just edgy, but not as edgy as people say it is. It's almost like it's trying too hard to be edgy. So I just kept reading it. And then after about like 50 chapters, it just stops taking itself seriously. And that's when it actually gets better. It just becomes a comedy with some gore and then sometimes panties.
Yeah.
Not that it was good. I wouldn't say it was good, but it was definitely enjoyable to read.
The one was like a cross-dresser, right? Like one was a boy who wanted to be a Magical Girl anyway.
Yeah, it was a boy who wanted to be a girl, and then somehow I guess the site admins thought he was a girl because they only ever gave their shit to girls because the girls. What was it? Something about the girls' emotions. It was very Madoka-esque. It was all bullshit. Nobody actually cares about that. Nobody's actually reading it for the story.
It says you're gay.
No, you.
Okay, well, I've got my manga here. Have you ever read Koe de Oshigoto or Voice Job?
Can't say I ever have.
The
What
art
about?
is not great. It's like definitely cheap, like asset flip tier art, but it's interesting. So the premise is that, and it actually had a two episode OVA. The premise is that this girl's older sister works for an eroge company, and this is at a time long ago when VNs actually made money, and she
Visual novels don't make money, then why do they still make them?
they don't. They're all fucking closing. Like Overdrive is about to close. Minori's kicking its last legs. A bunch of VN companies are unfortunately closing right now.
Don't ask me. I don't have time to read a visual novel, nor do I have the attention span. I've only read one visual novel, and I'm pretty sure you could guess what that is.
Something gay.
Yeah, but that's every visual novel.
Anyway, so back to the topic here. Koide Oshigoto, it's like this girl's older sister is like, hey, we could use cute voices for Eroge. Can you voice this character for us? And the 16-year-old girl is like, fuck no. But she kind of gets cajoled into doing it anyway. And she's actually pretty good. And they discover that she has the unique ability of being able of like getting so into it as she reads that she can actually come with just her mind. And so like her voice lines are like so convincing because she's actually getting off. And it just kind of like takes off from there. And it's pretty cute. There's like
What
a
is
li
this, the act age of Eroge?
Pro yeah.
All right.
It's pretty good.
I'll have to look into it later. See, what else have I been reading lately? I don't know, a lot of junk. Was a manga I was interested in, but I can't find any more translations of it. Something about the ultimate moocher life.
Haven't read that one.
I guess you would call it an iseki. Well, no. Guy's transported to a different world, and except he's now the husband of some really hot tan girl who's the princess of or queen of a country. All he has to do is fuck her all day long.
Nice.
The ideal sponger life is what it's called.
It's pretty solid.
So I don't know if there's any more chapters because no more are being translated.
There is an